And this was in the spring of 45.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe only in months, and while Eric was composing and was just beginning this piece, there came the news, you know, there came the armistice in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, there came the news from Vienna, and we learned that his father, the mother had already died, but the father had was, you know, like a child. He was a very simple person, as I told you, and he could not face life alone. So he had married the sister of the mother.
Oh.
And the both had been brought to Dachau and then on to the Orleans. And both had perished, you know? And Eric learned that, and he learned of many others, you know, of course, where it was now. One has had more or less known this, but now it became, you know,
official.
There was always hope that they might have survived, but they didn't. And so the mood of this came into the piece. Though it is a text of praises, you know, the mood of the piece became a very sad one, and he called it a requiem. And this was then performed at the first Methodist Church of Hollywood. And the organist of the church, a man by the name of Dr. Suring, Norman Suring Wright, played the organ part. And a little chorus of only 15 people, with Willy as singing the solo part, premiered that piece. And through it, Norman Suring Wright became immediately one of Eric's staunchest friends and admirer. And he used to give every year a concert entirely of Eric's works. And really loved his music.
Well, certainly significant then as an expression of Eric's discovery or rediscovery of his Jewish faith, that here in America he writes a piece that he later calls Requiem, which is based on the psalm text rather than the Catholic Mass text which he used in Vienna.
Yeah.
But,
I don't think that he was ever a Catholic when he composed the Catholic texts.
Right.
You know, as I told you, he was. It was the drama that was included in these texts, which are tremendously dramatic. The Requiem.
Oh yes.
You know, and the Mass that attracted him. And there's a great similarity in faith, I think, and in the feeling that is in the heart of faithful people, you know, of people, of religious people. Like, for instance, Norman Suring Wright, who was very, you know, religious in his Protestant way. And Eric, they had absolutely no difficulty or dissension in their feelings. They felt very much alike about the thing, you know?
Well, I'm curious to know whether Eric ever talked about the similarity between the main theme of the Requiem Hebraico and that of Menuhin's song from Job. This is a striking similarity.
Well, this was really like a constant wound, this longing for Eric to finish that opera. But unfortunately, Kafka wouldn't comply, and he wouldn't write it. And he couldn't. He could not himself. He was not a literary person and couldn't do it himself. And so he was always longing, and this was always there, so to say. You know, it was kind of brimful. It was the thing he wanted to do, and so it was a natural thing that I think that theme came up the moment he began to compose again. Was similar in feeling.
Another thing that might be of interest, now that we've seen Eric go through this period of adjustment in a new country, we've seen him have to have his mind occupied with many things besides composition, Significantly, he goes back, now when he writes a large, major work like the Requiem Ebraico, he goes back to the fugue and makes it, in fact, the climax of this piece. And again, this preoccupation with the Baroque procedure.
Yeah, well, that was always, remember, in the second string quartet, he had a fugue.
Mm-hmm.
That